Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
I'm going to give a moment of silence because some of you know this and some of you don't. My cousin passed away where I got shot and killed. So we're just going to give a moment of silence for that. So just... Amen. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the WFSL Aftermath. Tonight's role, I guess, proved like a little bit of tosses and turns a little bit. Because what I'm reading on just one group is like, this one person is just so upset about the heel turn of Naomi. It just making that stuff like, she think wrestle, she sucks, and it's like, well, because she did a heel turn and all that stuff, and because I didn't see it, like, they did the replay, and I guess they showed what happened, because apparently it was a Divas Battle Royal, and hey,
the fact of it is, you know damn well they're going to be setting it up for Naomi to go against, what's that face?
How about Nikki Bella?
No, who she was texting on?
Oh, Paige? Oh, wait, you talking about Cameron?
Yes. You know the two of them are going to end up facing each other.
I'm sorry, you just kind of lost me.
I'll talk to you later. You're on a tangent. Go on your tangent.
From what they were showing Paige had a little bit of interview, then out of nowhere, Naomi attacked Paige. He's like throwing her to the ring post and all that stuff. Then Brian Saxon had interviewed Naomi and just like, why'd you do what you did? And she pointed out some good points. It's like she pinned the Divas Champion twice, and what was the point of them having the Battle Royal? She should have been number one contender, and she was just like, she was looking out for herself. And I kid you not, this one person just, this is what was said. Her actions tonight on Raw was disgusting, unnecessary, and plain retarded. I don't care what anyone says, and yes, I know it's a storyline heel turn, but she's no lesser a bitch than what she did to Paige. It's either A, you took it too personally, which I can understand, or B, it's just ignorant on your part, and like, if you know the wrestling business, you should know, like, the reasons why they do this and why they do that.
I swear it's that it's like you said, do that.
Do that, do that, do
so
that.
So when I go to you, dude, you're like, do that.
This is funny. I'm just going to read some of the stuff, like some of the comments like this person has said, and there were some people that was getting on this person's case, too. Just hold on a second. If I can find it. I guess this person is a wrestling promoter. I don't know wherever this person wrestled at or whatever. But this person should know full well why, you know, decisions have to be made, and this person is a promoter themselves.
Give me a clue.
There's nobody we know.
Okay, so I don't know.
There's not nobody here in the state.
Okay.
So it is a female. Well, I already kind of let that cat out bad. It was a female. But yeah, a female that runs her own promotion. And I'm just going to read some of the stuff that she said. And here's the comment she was like saying to me. It's like, when I was a wrestler, we were real wrestlers. Hell, we didn't have storylines. What we said was straight from the heart. Not the pin. I run BCWAA the same way. No storylines, no fake shit. If they hit, it hurts. Explain that one to me.
You lost me after the halfway through it. I think what she's basically saying is they just went out there and beat the shit out of each other and then moved on.
I don't think it's like, you know, oh, that this is going to get tossed to the side. So whenever Paige has this title shot, it could be this Thursday on SmackDown, or it could be next week. Who knows?
The fact is, some people are so set in their ways that they don't like when things change. You know what I mean?
We have to keep it this way, we have to keep it that way.
The fact of it is, in order for things to grow, things have to change. There's a reason they want her as a heel right now.
Right.
And it's probably one, she hasn't been a heel. So the fact is, they want to see what she is strongest at. You cannot gauge a wrestler until they've done everything. And let's be honest, they've managed. She's been a manager.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a valet.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a face. Now she's going to be a heel. She is going to actually prove, okay, this is what... Okay, does she work as a heel? Is she believable as it? Obviously, yes, because people are bitching about it right now. So she's doing it right based on that.
Right. It's like... Go ahead.
Secondly, her being a heel may not work. It really may not work. Just the same as there are certain people who are believable as a heel and not as a face. Some people just have that thing where they work best performing as a certain thing. But you don't know until you get them in those roles. Like, with the fact is, if you think about it, Cena is a heel and a face, depending on which city you go to.
Or a crowd.
That's what I want about which city you go to.
Oh, yeah.
The fact is, people will boo him, people will cheer him. Simple as that. When you've got, like, English wrestlers, like right now, WWE is in the UK, you know damn well they're cheering for,
like, Paige, Bad News Barrett,
and Neville, because they're from England and Ireland. So they're going to get cheered regardless of what they do.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's normally known when they come to England, like, somebody was going to have a heel turn. It's like, at least they have, like, a heel turn angle on Raw when it comes, when they go up there. And they end up being this one. Like, I agree with some of y'all that why would they decide to do it this way, but I understand why they went this way. So I'm not, like, all pissing and moaning about it. Just see how it goes. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't.
The fact is, as we say, you have to try. You know what I mean? You seriously have to try. There's no way you can get around it. You have to try it. You know that there are many wrestlers. I mean, for all we know, she might not have agreed to it. She might not want it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, she does not run WWE. Yes, she has a small amount of say over how her career goes or where she would like it to be. And if she wants a title run, maybe this is what they said she has to do in order to get that title run.
Right. It's just like... It's just, you know, some people just irk me with this, some of the things that they don't get. But this is like you said, like, maybe this is just a trial run just to see if it's going to work. But it's all up to her and the fans, you know, to the fans believing in it and her to make it work. So, yeah, she's like one of the nicest persons there.
She is a nice person and everything, but people have got to understand this is a job.
Mm-hmm.
And she has got to do what she can to keep her job.
Which I just think that...
People don't know how she's going to be as a heel until it's a story thing that's going to progress over a certain amount of weeks and stuff. You don't know how it's going to work. Look what they did with the Bellas. With the Bellas, they tried splitting those two up, and it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And the way they got them back together was by having that bet and saying, okay, if I win, you're going to be my personal assistant.
Right.
And they never then elaborated any more on it. They just got them back to where they were.
Exactly. It's just some things work, some things don't work. It's just up to her and up to the fans to see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
And just some of these people just need to grow up. Let's just say it that way. Let's see. I think I'm going to just stop talking about that because just some people are just so out there, as we know anyway. But
and the thing is that at the end of the day, has WWE made mistakes through storylines? Absolutely. The whole Bella's one was a fine example of that.
Right.
But on the other side of things, if there's a reason they've been in business and there's a reason they're company is as big as it is.
Right.
And that's because 9 times out of 10 their storylines do work. Do we always like it? No, and that's what I think that's what's really eating people is that people love her as a face. And what's eating people right now is the fact this person who was so loved as a face. Excuse me. You know, is now not one.
Yeah, I think you're saying it's just too many. We'll just see how it goes from there. Just put it that way. So we're going to jump off of that. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk about the letter grade cards for each city. So it's just something I just read, like, earlier today, and I just wanted to share it on here. So gonna take a little break and we'll be right back.
Till it's me,
Okay, and we're back. Apparently, WWE was given letter grades to each city they run in. It's going to buy either A, B+, B, and C. And there's a few, like, cities on here, I'm surprisingly where they were placed. So, I guess this is how they do it. A is, they show the examples, like, they get a minimum of 3,500 people. The maximum they get, like, 15,913. So, the average is, like, 9,235 people to go to, like, the show. B plus, they have a minimum of 3,122, the maximum of 14,481, average of 7,608. B would be minimum of 2,626, the maximum of 12,717, average of 6,496. C would be minimum of 2,230, maximum 6,996, average of 4,546. I guess the overall average is 7,000. And so here are the A cities, where some of them are no-brainer anyway. You have Anaheim, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Massachusetts, Bridge Point, Connecticut, Brooklyn, New York, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Illinois, obvious, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, at this I can't, it starts with an S, Center. I guess they have more than one area for Columbus, but anyways, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, Hartford, Connecticut, El Diego, Texas, Houston, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Nashville, Tennessee, New York, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Phoenix, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Portland, Oregon, Providence, Rhode Island, San Antonio, Texas, San Jose, California, at the SAP Center, St. Louis, Missouri, Tampa, Florida, Toronto, Ontario at the Air Canada Center, Toronto, Ontario at the Recall Coliseum, Washington, D.C., White Plains, New York, and Wildwood, New Jersey. Those are the A cities. Anything you want to add with those A cities?
No, I would leave it there. I apologize.
Okay. And they do admit that there are some cities that's on more than one column. And I guess just for some reasons, because I guess sometimes it'll be for TV taping, sometimes it'll be for a live show. Okay, B plus cities. Albany, New York, Anaheim, California, that's on there again. And of course, Arkansas, Bangor, Maine, Birmingham, Alabama, Bridge Point, I think that's Connecticut, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Cincinnati, Ohio, Corpus Christi, Texas, Daytona Beach, Florida, at the Ocean Center, Des Moines, Iowa, East Lansing, Michigan, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Fairbanks, Arkansas, Fort Myers, Florida, Fresno, California, Greenville, South Carolina, Hampton, Virginia, Hersey, Pennsylvania, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Lafayette, Louisiana, Laredo, Texas, Lincoln, and I think it's, no. Oh, it must be Lincoln, Nevada. Little Rock, Arkansas, Loveland, Colorado, Memphis, Tennessee, and right here, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Nashville, Tennessee, Ontario, California, Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Center. Wakano, Virginia, Rochester, New York, Sacramento, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Maverick Center, St. Juan, Puerto Rico, Stockton, California, Syracuse, New York, Tampa, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Doncasville, Connecticut, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, here are the B cities: Austin, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Cleveland, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Everett, Washington, Fresno, California, Hartford, Connecticut, Indianapolis, Indiana, Knoxville, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, the Yum Center, of course, back here in Milwaukee, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Oklahoma City, Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, Rochester, New York, Sacramento, California, San Diego, California, San Jose, California, at the SAT Center, Seattle, Washington, St. Louis, Missouri, Trenton, Missouri, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Winnipeg, Manitoba. We probably won't be able to get some of the C cities, so.
We would have a show and talk about the C cities and perhaps why they're not C cities. Because I know there's one in there that you know personally, and you may have a reason as to why you think it's a C city.
Yeah, and there's another one that I don't think that should be a C city, but I can understand why. So that too. So we will talk about that next week. So we're going to get out of here. And thanks for my lovely future wife for joining me.
Oh, yeah. Next week on Monday will be our last show as an unmarried couple.
Yeah,
following that, it will be Mr. and Mrs. Jones present WSSO after that.
That will be true. Well, Tim, y'all have a good night, and listen to the show Thursday for Clapback. And I apologize for not doing the show yesterday. I overslept.
You did.
So tomorrow I'm going to try to set something up. So until then, y'all have a good night. Peace out.
Peace out.